This is day 35 of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Looking at portions of Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands from east and west, from north and south. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labour. They stumbled and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. As I say, that was just a portion of Psalm 107, which is quite a long psalm, 43 verses in all. But it's a portion that seems to repeat itself over and over throughout the psalm. It appears to be a journey of those who have fallen into sin and rebellion and who then face God's punishment and judgment. But then as they cry out to God for his rescue, experience that rescue, that salvation and redemption. In the portion I read out, the psalmist almost challenges those who've been rescued to shout out the story of that salvation. It reminds me of the hymn writer John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. John Newton used to work on the slave trade ships during the period of the transatlantic slave trade in the 1700s. He later became a captain on one of those ships. And even when he retired from the Navy, he still invested in the slave trade from afar. But upon his conversion to Christianity, he became an Anglican clergyman. And the transformation was wrought in John Newton as he joined the abolition movement. And he witnessed the success of that movement with the transatlantic slave trade being abolished in 1807, shortly before his death. The reason I mention him is because I see a similar trajectory in his life to the one of the psalmist. It begins with sin, rebellion, as he seeks to exploit humanity. But then he experiences conviction, conversion, rescue and redemption. And we find him writing those beautiful words. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Where today can we see God turning people around 180 degrees? Who once faced away from the kingdom of God, but now are heaven bound. Let's pray. Father God, open our eyes to see your redemption, your rescue, your salvation in our lives and in the lives of those around us, because you are always at work and always in the business of rescue and redemption. Amen.